the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. Let's look ahead to Thursday Night Football. And we got a matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. And I want to just toss out kind of a longer odd anytime touchdown prop. Now, this guy has scored one time this year, which almost seems unfathomable, but that is indeed the case. The last time he spiked six was way back in week five, but I'm going to cannonball splash into the old Chase Claypool here. Found the number of plus 210 at BetMGM, and I'm willing to fire off a ticket on that. Why? It's all about the matchup, Lundy. Claypool is still number 17 in air yards percentage among eligible wide receivers. He's got 9 red zone targets on the season, so it's not like Big Ben has completely ignored him inside the 20-yard line. And you look at the Vikings, man. They are not sounding the horn defensively by any stretch of the imagination. 15 wide receiver touchdowns allowed this season. Sure, you get Patrick Peterson back, but he is a shell of what he used to be. 109.4 passer rating, a couple of touchdowns allowed this season. So I think Claypool, and this may be a sneak preview of one of the player props additionally, I'm going to fire off on tomorrow's full breakdown of Thursday Night Football, but I think it could be a big game for him under the primetime light. So fade or follow Chase Claypool anytime touchdown plus 210. Is he going to leave me in the black? What do you think?
Muth. I'm going Pat Freiermuth. I'd rather have Muth. I don't mind your Claypool bet, but give me Pat Freiermuth at a plus 190for an anytime touchdown, Brad. He is actually my favorite anytime touchdown for tomorrow. A couple of reasons why. He had no red zone targets last week against Baltimore, but in the previous four games, 10 red zone targets combined for him in those four games, which equaled 4 beautiful touchdowns. So I am looking for him to be able to get that done again. He's had over 75% of the snap share in 2 straight games. He's out there on the field. Maybe there's been some sort of, I don't know, maybe Big Ben got a booster shot and just suddenly is feeling a little better. Maybe he had himself an energy drink. I don't know. Maybe something good will happen, but I don't mind your Chase Claypool pick. It's not necessarily that I'm fading you. It's that my favorite anytime touchdown for tomorrow night is Pat Freiermuth.
At Big Ben's advanced age, I'm thinking he had a smooth colonoscopy.
Could have been one of those, they make those, those supplements that you – you know, you drink and then it basically is like a Roto-Rooter.
Yeah.
And it just sort of whoosh as everybody is now, vomiting listening to this podcast.
Yeah, or you just poop in a box. Like we see that box that walks around and follows people and says, hey, why don't you take the lid off and poop in me?
Yeah. Tell you what, why don't you just follow me over here. We'll go behind this bush. You cop a squat. And
I will be extraordinarily happy because I have done my job, because the box has got a bleep-eaten grin, maybe quite literally from ear to ear. It's quite funny.
Exactly. It is actually pretty funny. It's a slightly creepy ad. So I know we'll get into a lot of Thursday Night Football on tomorrow's pod. And like I said, don't disagree with Claypool, but my favorite anytime touchdown for tomorrow is Pat Freiermuth.
All right, with that, on this Hockey Hump Day edition, let's get to it with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, as we always do on Wednesday, it's time to drop the puck and make some bucks. What do you got for me on the ice?
We've got 4 games in the National Hockey League for this evening, so a relatively light slate. I will have 2 more picks for you in bonus time, but let's start off with one of the early games. 2 teams that right now, not so good. Philadelphia and New Jersey. So Philly has lost 9 in a row. It led to them firing their coach on Monday morning, as a matter of fact. They fired their coach. They then proceeded to get blitzkrieged by the Colorado Avalanche on Monday. I'm pretty sure those 2 teams are still scoring, as a matter of fact. Sneak preview, by the way, of bonus time. But between Philly and New Jersey has lost 4 in a row. So combined, they have lost 13 straight games between the 2 of them. So it's pretty ugly. And so because of that, I'm staying away from the money line. I'm staying away from puck line. I'm staying away from all of that. But one of the reasons these 2 teams keep losing is because their defense and their goaltending, to use the word suspect, would be an insult to suspect. Okay. These 2 teams' defense right now is absolutely awful. They can't stop anybody. And so I think what's going to happen is obviously somebody's losing streak has to come to an end tonight. But I don't trust either one of them as to who is going to finally figure it out, but I do expect the puck to hit the twine numerous times in this game. So the over-under is at 6, and I will still take the over. I think this one is destined to finish in the 7 or 8 range. So take the over in total goals between the Flyers and the Devils.
Sound the sirens, you heard it. Biscuits in the old basket.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on to one of my favorite NBA player props, which has just been a printing press here, Lundy. Franz Wagner. Give me the over on the 22.5 PRA. That's points, rebounds, and assists combined. And it's going to be a swift kick to the sack. He's going up against the Kings. Dude, he has done this 7 times in a row. And he looked over the last 3. So this month, he's averaging 15.7 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, and 5.3 assists per contest. Sacramento, number 25 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up 1.077 points per possession. They've also allowed the 3rd most opponent rebounds per contest, though the 12th fewest assists per game. Still, I think Wagner, I mean, he could get here just on points and rebounds alone, and then assists would just be a little bit of a sweetener here in the end. So fade or follow Franz Wagner over 2.5 on the PRA minus 120 at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I'm a really big fan of his symphony in B minor. doesn't he sound like he should be doing like a doubleheader with Mozart at like Carnegie?
Beethoven. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, that kind of thing. You already pointed it out. He's done it 7 times in a row. Folks, this is his PRA log. 25, 27, 23, 38, 24, 24, 27. That's where he has been sitting. And so, yes, I'm going to absolutely roll with this number, because this is, again, one of those you ride the hot streak until it bucks you. And Brad's right. This has been a printing press at the beginning of the season. As you know, Brad and I were all about Wagner's rebounds because they kept having his rebound total super low. And he was crashing the boards. Well, now it's gotten to the point where, you know, maybe that rebound number is catching up, but they're not recognizing how much of a machine and a Swiss Army knife he has been so far for the Magic. So, yes, I'm all over the over in this one. This is one of the first player props that I go and look for at the books every morning when the Magic are playing.
Wager on Wagner.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to the NCAA basketball circuit, and let's talk Battle in the Big Ten. And give me the under on Indiana-Wisconsin. Now, truth be told, I got this line when it opened on the total at 132.5 on the under. It is now dipped to 131. I pulled it from Caesar Sportsbook at minus 110. Some books have it as low as 130 at tape time, so I got a really good number out of the gate. Look, this is going to be your classic Rock'em Sock'em Robots affair inside the Kohl's Center. The Badgers will control tempo. That's what they normally do. Indiana loves to run. They relish that fast pace. They get a lot of transition buckets, transition threes. And Greg Gard knows this, so he is going to apply the break here. Wisconsin, number 302 in adjusted tempo nationally on the season. Indiana, meanwhile, number 69, nice. An average possession length this season. But both these teams, outstanding defensive clubs, back-to-back in adjusted defensive efficiency. Indiana, number 16 in the nation. Wisconsin, number 15. And we got a Jackson Davis. We got a Davis on Davis battle in this one. Trace Jackson Davis, who has been sensational, definitely in the conversation alongside Kofi Coburn, Jordan Ivey, among others, or Big Ten Player of the Year. He will go and battle Johnny Davis, who has been one of the breakout sensations so far this Big Ten season, a guy that can really fill up the cup for Bucky Badger. So, in the end, I think this game is going to be probably in the low 60s. Hopefully, we'll not have overtime. But the under on 131, I believe, will be cash money. So, fade or follow that under 131, Indiana, Wisconsin, minus 110 at Caesars.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I loved it at 132.5. I did jump on it this morning at the 131.5 before it could dip down even further than it was with the 132. This is actually one that is going to be featured on You Bet Tonight.
Nice.
It's actually already in my notes. One of the games we're going to, what were the games we're going to talk about? But you brought up overtime, Brad. I'm looking at you, Temple Vanderbilt, you assholes.
Well, how about that game last night with Texas Tech at Tennessee? That was wild. I had the under on that, if you're following the spreadsheet at Noisy Huevos, at 140.5. And Lundy, I think at regulation, they had, 88, 87 in total? Oh.
And I'm you watch, this thing's going to go to 10 overtimes. I'm going to end up losing my under bet. But thankfully, mercifully, it was only a single overtime.
That was me with Temple and Vanderbilt. I had them at under 133.5. Brad, at the end of regulation, they were at 116.
Oh, brutal, man. That's a tough
beat.
They
were at
116
at the end of regulation. They scored 24 points combined in overtime. So when I say assholes, y'all know that I mean it, because that was part of a plus 1143 parlay that I had. And it's the only leg I missed. So when those guys went to overtime, I went, you better not.
And you bastards sure enough, of the rat. And yeah, that happened.
And then sure enough, they couldn't miss in overtime after combining for, 116 in 40 minutes. These jerk offs score 24. And all right. I'm not bitter or anything. I am following on this one, but I will tell you folks, if you're listening to the pod early in the day, I'm with Brad. You got to jump on this because, again, it's been ticking down depending upon what book you're at. Brad, by tip-off, this could be at 129.
Yeah, it would not shock me at all. And please, basketball gods, no OT in Madison. Stay tuned for our top picks of the day in the NCAA basketball world. A look ahead to week 14 of the NFL, plus a ton, bonus time.
Number two.
All right, let's head out west, and this is my favorite college basketball bet on the board, and the number's been tumbling. I actually got it at open again last night when the line showed up, and this is a little trade secret for people that may be new to sports betting. You want to get on the lines right around 10 o'clock Eastern time. They start to populate for the next day's action, and just parse through them and see what you feel is a soft line and take advantage of it. Truth be told, this is exactly what happened with this game. Utah State open at plus 8.5. I saw it against BYU, and I'm like, man, that's fishy, knowing the injuries that the Cougars have, knowing how well the Aggies have played this season. So I fired off a ticket on it last night. I woke up this morning, it was down to 7.5, where we're at right now at tape time. And some books, Lundy, have it at 6, believe it or not. So I pulled this from FanDuel, minus 110. I wouldn't be shocked by tip time. It's 5.5 for 5, the way things are trending right now. BYU is coming off 3 tough road games. May not have Gideon George, who is a shot maker for them, in the post. And you look at Utah State overall, a pretty balanced team. Justin Bean has been a breakout this season. He's shooting 55.6% from downtown. Horvath chipping in 50% as well. Now, BYU is number 1 in the country in 3-point percentage D, but they are going to be tested here in this contest. Not only that, but BYU, outside of Barcelo and Johnson, they just do not have any guys that can stroke it from outside. Number 332 in the country in 3-point percentage offense. So if they're building skyscrapers with bricks laid from the perimeter in Utah State, can get the upper hand and drill some of those threes, whether contested or not, I think they could, not only cover this game, they may spring the upset. The Aggies, one of the best in the business in terms of sharing the sugar, number 4 in the country in assisted field goals made, while they're only giving up 0.96 points per possession. So at 7.5, too many points. Hell, at 6, and maybe too many points. So give me Utah State, the other Aggies, on the road in the battle for Utah against BYU. Again, pull this one from FanDuel, minus 110, fade or follow.
I will follow on this one. I obviously liked it a lot better with the bigger number. But, Brad, you know what I also noticed? Excuse me. The over-under in this has moved a ton. I liked the over when it was sitting at about 137, I think, was what I saw it at. It's now up to 140.5.
Wow.
So I would have liked it a lot better in those upper 30s. I'm probably going to stay away from the total now because, as you said, you could wind up seeing some skyscrapers built. There could be some bricks. So I think at this point I'm going to stay away from it. I did like it when it was in the upper 30s, though. So, could be an alt line type of thing for you if you want to play some totals. But I do like Utah State to cover in this one. Would have loved it at 8.5, maybe another alt line there now that it's come down. But again, as you said, this is why you go look at these numbers when they first come out. Truth be told, you do it from a college basketball standpoint. That is one of your betting sugars. Mine is with hockey. I was looking last night. I'm checking some of the lines. I'm looking at the totals, especially because we do see some of the hockey lines open up at, say, 5.5 and then immediately jump to 6 or higher. So I've been keeping an eye on those. So, again, Brad makes a really good point. If you're new to this, it is right around 10 or 11 o'clock Eastern that you start to see these things get populated. Take advantage of it, folks.
Yeah, hopefully Utah State, the Aggies, will come up aces.
Number one.
All right, let's look ahead to week 14. And one of the props that really just leapt off the screen for me, pulled this one from Caesars. It's juiced up a little bit on the over at minus 125. But I'm willing to slap the wallet for the extra juice here. And that's the LA Rams. Over 2.5 total touchdowns, Monday Night Football, and maybe the matchup of the week against the Arizona Cardinals in a game that has a revenge narrative. Because remember, Arizona bested them inside SoFi earlier this season, 37-20. The Rams, they're averaging 3.2 touchdowns per game this season, 28.0 points per contest. Now, Arizona, they've given up 6 multi-TD passers and 4.66 yards per carry to the running back position. So, you could have a heavy 1-2 punch of Daryl Henderson, Sonny Michel, they could punch one in. If the Matthew Stafford of last week arrives on the field there in Glendale, he's going to have another thrice of TDs through the air. Tons of shootout appeal here when he got Cooper Kupp and Van Jefferson and now OBJ. Remember, he wasn't a member of the Rams in the first matchup. I think it's going to be at least 3 touchdowns in this one. So fade or follow the Rammies over 2.5 total TDs minus 125 at Caesar Sportsbook.
Follow all day. I am so looking forward to Monday night's game because I really, after some of the primetime games we have had, Brad, I am really hoping that we get a total of like 81. That's really what I'm looking forward to. I'm not going to lie. I would really like to see a primetime game that we all go, man, there was no defense played in that, but son of a bitch, that was fun.
Yep. Yep.
Because we have had some primetime games that have been some snoozers.
Stinkers.
From an offensive standpoint. And look, I like defense, y'all. I'm not trying to knock the defensive side of the ball. I do like the defensive battles. But every now and then in the primetime, when you've already had several adult beverages all day or all happy hour long, and you get to kick off and then – I mean, that's the kind of shit that puts you to sleep, man. You got to be careful with that. You know, you get to the point where you got wind gusts or you've got, I don't know, the Broncos, and it's just boring. So you need some fun. So I'm actually hoping for some fireworks, and because of that, I got to follow you on this one with the over 2.5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think the Rams will certainly light up the scoreboard. That should be a game that's a pinball match, no doubt. And you're right, we 100,000% need it based on the lackluster offensive performances we have seen in primetime. And we're sure to get another one from my Bears on Sunday night. With that, before we get out of here, let's work in some bonus time selections on this hockey hump day. And I know you got additional action on the ice, so share with us, please.
Yeah, only 4 games, which means focused in on those 4. Got some picks for you. Already gave you the over between the Flyers and the Devils. Take the over between the Colorado Avalanche and the New York Rangers as well. The Avs have been over in 7 straight. I don't even know. The Avs just keep scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring. Their last 2 over-unders in their matchups, folks, have been at 6.5. For anybody that follows hockey, you know that if it gets above 6, stuff's getting weird. And the Avs have had an over-under of 6.5 back-to-back. Right now it sits at 6. Again, I would not be surprised if that doesn't get the hook added to it by the time they do the puck drop. And then on the late-night tip for hockey tonight, Vegas will be hosting Dallas. Yes, I know that Dallas is on a roll, but the vast majority of that has been at home. The one road victory that's a part of this roll they've been on were against those lowly Arizona Coyotes. Vegas is healthy. A lot of the injuries and the COVID issues that they were dealing with at the beginning of the season are now over with. Vegas is 4-2 in their last home game, so take Vegas on the money line at a minus 145 against the Dallas Stars. And then speaking of the Colorado Avalanche, if you watch You Bet Tonight, my television show on Altitude, you know that I've been preaching this. Nathan MacKinnon, who is one of the best players in the entire National Hockey League, has 1 goal this year. 1. Mm. He has 16 assists, but he only has 1 goal. And I know from talking to some people at the team, you guys ever gone on tilt when you've been betting or playing poker or anything like that? That's kind of where MacKinnon is at right now. He had 0 shots on goal in the first period of their game against the Flyers. He finished with 8. Dude just wants to put the puck in the back of the net. And so what's been happening because of that is his anytime goal props are at plus odds because dude's not scoring.
Yeah.
So here's what I have been doing. I know this is crazy. I am betting. I've got a half a unit every single game on him on an anytime goal, because here's what's going to happen. When Mac finally starts scoring, it's going to be a fire hose, people. So I am going I keep betting on it, and I keep betting on it, and I keep betting on it, because at some point he's going to score, and then it's just going to come. It's the floodgates are going to open. Trust me. So right now, his anytime goal for tonight against the Rangers is at a +135. I've got to bet on that because he's going to break through. He's got 13 games in his career against the Rangers. He's got 6 goals. So I think he eventually does it. So sorry for the long-winded narrative, but when you're talking about one of the best players in the league who is just not scoring, folks, you know the odds are eventually going to catch up to him.
Yeah, that's a great call with you there. The goals will come in bunches for show. Let's go to the NBA and my former Fighting Illini great, Ayo Dosunmu, who is going to get the star, DeMar DeRozan, out. I love the over on 8.5 combined rebounds and assists against the Cavs at +105. With DeRozan out in the last game, Dosunmu played 42 minutes against the Nuggets, 8 assists and 6 boards. Cleveland 11th most assists per game allowed, though they've allowed the 6th fewest rebounds per game. However, it is the 11th best matchup for a point guard in the NBA, and essentially Dosunmu's going to play some point and some shooting guard, or the 1 and 2 intermixing with Lonzo Ball in that fashion. So again, love the over there on the combined rebounds and assists, 8.5 at +105. And then let's go with a little two-leg alt-line parlay on the late night tip. Give me the Cowboys of Wyoming in Arizona +20. And I'm going to pair that with San Francisco and Fresno State on the over 121.5. That is a cool +111. Wyoming, Hunter Maldonado is a ton of fun. 6'7" point guard. I can really put it on the deck. Now, Arizona's got trees, and there's a reason why they are number one in the country in two-point percentage defense. But I think with Wyoming's ability to beat you off the dribble inside, their length, their athleticism between Maldonado, Graham Ike, and Drake Jeffries, who, by the way, Jeffries nailing threes at a 51.5% clip, I think they'll keep that close enough and maybe win in the waning moments when the bench is cleared for the Wildcats with the game in hand and score that cover in the +120. And then San Francisco and Fresno, this is purely an algorithmic play. Based on all the computer metrics that are out there, the projected total is anywhere between 129 and 131, which makes sense because the Dons, outstanding offensively, number 37 in the country, and adjusted offensive efficiency. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly? And until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.